Hi everyone, welcome to another episode of M365 Voice. I'm Mike.
I have no idea who I am today.
We cannot edit that out. We have to.
No. Really? Okay. Really? Want to keep going?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm actually Antonio Mayo.
I'm Mike Matarami.
And I am Sarah Hasi.
Ice. And welcome to another episode of M365 Voice. We are coming to you again from the M365 conference. It's been a long week and it's not done yet, apparently.
It's clearly been a long week.
Clearly. We've got another special guest here with us today. We've got Mark Rackley.
Mark Rackley, who's actually Mark Rackley.
Yeah. Am I?
Yes.
I think so.
So... Hi, I'm Mark Rackley. So for those who don't know anything about me, I've been in the SharePoint space since 2007, and I kind of found the love for like speaking and conferences and all that stuff because of our shared hate of SharePoint, and it just kind of grew there with our rage over the years. And so I joined the support group of SharePoint, and so yeah, my career's kind of modernized over the years, going from on-prem to online to Teams to Viva, now this thing called Copilot. My background is development. So I do a lot of solutions architecture, and I'm really cheap. So I try to find like the solution to the problem where you're not going to have to
be efficient.
No, I'm cheap. I don't want to pay for the premium stuff. I want to figure out what I can do with the licensing I've already paid for. So kind of my superpower is like, let's take what you have and let's figure out how to solve the problem. And not the problem is not the answer, not always, but just buy more expensive licenses.
There's no pop quiz after this podcast, but if there was, for all of the bonus points, Mark Rackley is cheap.
Okay.
So this is the fourth episode in our Copilot series. And Mark, we wanted to chat with you today because you've got some experience in customizing Copilot. The various options are available for customizing Copilot. So to your point earlier, maybe we can start with what are the options available to you for customizing? And we're focused primarily on Copilot for Microsoft 365.
Okay.
That was going to be my first question, actually.
Good, because that's the only one I've really, you know, been extending, so that's fine. So do you want the Microsoft answer or what the real answer would actually work? So I'm just trying to figure out.
Let's start with the Microsoft answer and then the Mark answer.
Okay. Well, in the very early days of Copilot, the extensibility story was you had two options, and they were can be broken down into thoughts of skills versus knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
And for the knowledge aspect, you would be using what's called a graph connector. And that's something that has existed for a long time now.
Right.
And you can configure using the graph connectors to search other data sources, ServiceNow, some other knowledge. There's a ton of them out there. And this actually has been surfaced in Microsoft 365 Search for a while. So if you have a graph connector and you search for something in Microsoft Search, you'll probably see that as a search vertical in your Microsoft 365 search results. And if you have that, you have a graph connector that Copilot for Microsoft 365 can already start using today. So maybe you didn't know you had it and you've had it for a long time. Now, the other way is with message-based search extensions for Microsoft Teams that they're calling those plugins. So these are SPFX solutions that allow you to write code to certain tasks, like, you know, just if you think these are just more complex actions, skills, doing something. So if you have knowledge you want to get to, the graph connector was a story. If you needed to actually do something, have Copilot do something for you that you would write code for. And again, when you start writing code, you can do anything in the world. But that would be done with that extension plugin. Now, the truth behind that story is that right now, I would say current state, you guys can argue with me if you want, we have a big grounding problem, right? There's so much data out there for Copilot to access. People have such a messy environment. They haven't cleaned up their stuff. They've got old stuff that when you want to look for information in that graph connector, it's bringing back everything, not just information from that graph connector. So you may not get the response there. You won't get a consistent response there. And you can't prioritize. You know, I want the graph connector to have a higher priority. You can't do that. So that's become kind of an issue with getting it to work. It's going to get better, but that's the story today. The plugins have the same issue, right? Getting them to trigger when you want them to trigger instead of just searching everything out there that the graph has access to. So it's a fundamental problem we have with grounding right now that I do expect to absolutely get better. Then recently, they decided to rename Power Virtual Agents to Copilot Studio and give it some generative AI skills and powers. And that is our other way of extending Microsoft 365, Copilot for Microsoft 365, or whatever it's called today. Mm-hmm. And that's actually, you could do that in 2 seconds. If you open up Copilot Studio, there is a section called Conversational Plugins, which are in preview. That creates for you a special topic. And essentially, you basically tell this topic, what are you supposed to do? And you can say, respond to all questions about HR benefits, pay benefits, and just be really descriptive about what that topic should do. And then give it some actions. Like if you're familiar with Power Virtual Agents, you could call a Power Automate Flow. Mm-hmm. There's some mm-hmm. generative answers you could throw in there. So you could actually give it a website. You could say, here's the URL to our HR website. Mm-hmm. And you could say, just return whatever comes back from mm-hmm. that. Or you could do more complex logic as well, because it's a full-blown topic that you can do. And then when you publish that, it appears as a plugin in Microsoft 365, Copilot for Microsoft 365. So in the very bottom right-hand corner of your prompt for in chat, you see that little box with the four mm-hmm. squares in it. That's your plugins. So you have to expand it and then enable that plugin, which you should see now. And when you enable it, that becomes a data source for the chat. And you still have the same grounding problem there as well.
It's not a scope search just for that, meaning that it will pull that in as well as everything.
Excuse me. Yes, it pulls it in as well as everything else. So you're still not prioritizing it, but you are opening it up to more content. Okay. So that is your options today for extending Copilot for Microsoft 365. Now, if you want to get into custom Copilots, that is how when, like, you know that, hey, I've got to have an HR bot. I've got to have it respond properly to HR and use the right HR content and not the entry documents that we're too lazy to delete, mm-hmm. right? That's where you create a custom Copilot that you could then deploy and tell it, hey, I want you to only respond from this HR site that we have or okay. these documents that we have. And then so everything it responds to, it's using that as its data source and not everything in Microsoft 365.
And when you say custom Copilot, are you referring to a custom model that you created?
It is actually creating a new bot. I mean, they're bots that you're creating a new bot in Copilot Studio. So you're actually going to copilotstudio.microsoft.com, create a new Copilot. You're going to see those things called topics again, where you kind of mm-hmm. say, what are you mm-hmm. going to be doing? How are you going to respond to things? And you're going to publish that. And it will be like a separate bot that should be in your left-hand rail in Teams, that you could at mention in Teams. You could also publish it to other channels. You could put it on your internet mm-hmm. and other places as well.
So plug in, you're basically doing an and, meaning you're anding that with the search core that you already have.
From that's a great way problem, looking at, yeah.
But the bot is really a dedicated...
It's a dedicated standalone thing.
Yeah, standalone thing. Yeah. Okay.
And when you create that custom Copilot you described, you've got some options, do you not, for how you point it at certain collections of data?
I mean, there's at this point, you kind of think you have this whole low-code, no-code landscape of things mm-hmm. that you can do. So you could, there's a generative answers option where you can say, mm-hmm. just point it at this data source and use that for data. But you could do that in a specific topic if you wanted to. Mm-hmm. And so you could create multiple topics for multiple data sources if you want.
Okay.
Or you could create a really complicated one with a lot of branching, which I don't ever recommend. Or you can also call Power Automate Flows within your topic. So think of anything you could do in a Power Automate Flow, you could do there as well. Finally, there's another option called Skills for Copilot. But this is more of a traditional skill bot you would build using the .NET framework. And using this skill bot, you can actually have your Copilot Studio bot call the skill bot for that specific topic, for that specific conversation thread as well. So, there's just lots of ways to handle it.
I mean, when you point it at content, a custom Copilot, can you point it at a site, at a library, at a set of documents?
Yes.
What are your options there?
Right, thank you for the clarifying question. You can point it at a site. You can point it at two levels down as the furthest levels you can go down for the URLs you're pointing at. I have not pointed it directly to a document library yet, but you do have an option to upload files. So you can also, from within Copilot Studio, say, here are the files that I want to upload to handle.
When you say two levels down, do you mean actual sub-site levels?
Yes.
Ooh. Snap.
And I'm not sure if slash sites is considered one level down.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
So I've not dug that deep into that because I always work with very flat structures and
modern
sites.
I want to go all the way back to ask a question when you were talking about grounding. You had said that right now the grounding is pulling up everything that it can get access to. Copilot is searching everything. And you said this is going to get better over time. Key question, because we hear a lot about preparing for Copilot.
Okay.
And we know that a lot of people will start using Copilot and freak out.
Right.
Because it's going to surface things that they're like, this should not be surfaced. When you say grounding will improve, do you mean the machine learning is going to improve about relevancy of what it brings back? And companies are going to improve by cleaning up their data? Or is it one or the other?
Do you think companies are ever going to improve and clean up their data?
Not really.
Not really, no. It's just I've had many conversations with Microsoft because I've been talking to them about extensibility from the beginning because I figure that's where the power of this is really, right? Otherwise, it's I don't know. For me, that's where the real power is. Mm-hmm. And the grounding problem has been there forever. And the response I got to this week, I don't know if I'm going to say his name, but he got a little snarky, but actually he's like, do you not think we have thousands of developers working on that right now? I mean, so it is a known issue. And so I don't know what it's going to be. I have no NDA information here, so I'm not worried about linking anything NDA. Look at Build. If this is published before Build, watch Build, because they're going to announce a lot of this stuff. I expect we'll have ways of prioritizing some things. I mean, I would, because that would just make sense that they're going to need to make it easy for companies. And I think creating custom copilots everywhere is not the answer because organizations are going to shut that down. Mm-hmm. They're not going to maintain that. So there's got to be some other levers I think they're going to happen for that to work. And that's just, again, me playing the odds on that one. I don't have any secret information.
I would agree. Having given it 10 seconds worth of thought, you would think that they would think about adding in maybe filter-based extensions that you can set up at a broad level, right? So from a grounding perspective, right? Don't pull anything back that's more than 4 years last modified, et cetera.
Yeah. And maybe even when they do the plugins, maybe they allow the user to say, I want to enable this plugin, but I want a higher priority on this plugin, or being able to, I don't know.
Around the experience of customizing it, are there any controls for organizations around who in the organization can do this customization? Or can anyone, if I've got a Copilot license, I can go create my own custom Copilot, my own custom plugins?
Yeah, so if you've got a license for Copilot for Microsoft 365, you have a license for Copilot Studio, and you can start creating Copilots now. And as far as I understand, it's an on and off switch. You can't give just certain users access to create those copilots. Anybody with that license can do it. So it's either give nobody access or give everybody access.
Wow.
Yeah.
So it's not just a read-only access to using Copilot. They're going to have access to build copilots.
Yes.
Wow. Ouch.
Unless
I hope it's going to change.
It's going to have to change. And that's the other thing I've been yelling at Microsoft about. There's going to be so many copilots out there that organizations are just going to shut it all down because they don't want to have to administer it all.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Some governance around it. Yeah. When you say you can turn it on or off, is it you're turning for everybody?
The license box.
Is it the license checked that you're removing? Or are you actually turning off Copilot Studio?
Copilot Studio, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, so there's a switch for that.
Well, I mean, it's a separate... It's I don't know. This is where I'm going off of what I've been told from people trying to do it. So I've not actually done that aspect yet, but from the conversations I've had with Microsoft and our clients doing it who have done it, it is a setting that you can set to say to allow people to create Copilot Studio Lights.
That's better. I thought that you were saying that if you have the license checked for Copilot, then have the ability to create Copilots in Copilot Studio.
It is.
It's probably by default you do, right? I'm sure by default.
But if it's a tenant level setting.
It's a tenant level setting. Mm-hmm. Yeah. User based.
Yeah. And maybe in the power platform portal too, the admin portal. Mm-hmm. That may be where it's at.
Maybe you can put it all there for users. I've got to check that.
Microsoft, if you haven't gotten and prioritized that feature request yet, it's coming.
Yes. So if you want to give suggestions to organizations or people that want to, start with the Copilot Studio or building Copilots, what kind of skill set do they need to have? Do they need to have some specific skill sets, or, the no code, low code, the way we have it with the Power Platform is good enough?
So, I mean, I guess the thing is, don't let this technology scare you in any way whatsoever. There is a version anybody can use today. It's called Copilot Studio for Microsoft Teams. Or it may still be labeled Power Virtual Agents for Microsoft Teams in your environment, depending on where you're at. But if you go into Teams and you go to add an app, .. and search for Copilot Studio, if it's not there, search for Power Virtual Agents. And if you open up Copilot Studio / Power Virtual Agents from that experience, you're in what's called Copilot Studio for Microsoft Teams. And this is a the licensing for that is included in your Microsoft 365 licensing. So it has nothing to do with a Copilot license. It is a way for you to create Copilots to do whatever you want. And these can be Copilots that you maybe don't publish to your entire organization, but maybe you can use or share the link with other people to use too. And you can do some really cool stuff with it. With this version, though, you don't have all the Gen AI features that you have in the full-blown Copilot Studio, but you can still create conversational workflows that ask people questions, gathers data from them, call power, automate actions to perform things. You can even, from within this version of it, you could call, Azure OpenAI to do some generative AI stuff, mm-hmm. but it's going to be more program. You got to know how to make a REST call, right? You got to know some more techie stuff to do that. Where with Copilot Studio, there's a bunch of built-in functionality for it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The other thing people should look at, if you're looking at doing some extensibility or leveraging Copilot, because I think it's important to realize that a Copilot is any solution you use that uses a large language model to get a task done. That is technically what a Copilot is. So if you have a document library in SharePoint that whenever you upload a document, it applies some Gen AI to it to summarize it or extract tasks or do something to it. Mm-hmm. That's technically a Copilot. And from within Power Automate, there is a connector for something called the AI Builder. I don't know if you play with the AI Builder yet, but this allows you to call all sorts of Gen AI functions like analyzing images, classifying text, extracting information, and then you don't have to know anything tech-wise to do it. You can just select that action, give it the content, and it works for you. So if you've got the budget, because there's a cost to that, yeah, and you really want to take it, license. Yeah, it's this credit license, which I don't really fully understand, but that's a easy way to really take advantage mm-hmm. of Gen AI, especially kind of integrating it into your apps and stuff and Power mm-hmm. Automate.
So I have two can you do this questions. Okay. With Copilot. So one, you brought up the example of if I want like an HR bot where I can go ask it HR questions and it's pointed to a particular set of content. If I want that Copilot to appear on my intranet, on my SharePoint intranet, like that, ask me about web part, can I do that?
So there is, great question. So in Copilot Studio, one of the sections you have is channels.
Okay.
And that channels is everywhere you can publish that bot to. And so Teams is just one of the many, many channels you can publish it to. And so you could absolutely embed that way. Okay. But yeah.
And it appears in like an SPFX web app.
I've not deployed the Copilot Studio ones to that, so I couldn't tell you for sure how it looks like. I don't know for sure. So
okay.
Because I'm living in Teams with this right now, and a lot of people care about the Teams experience. So yeah.
Okay. And there was a second can you do this question I had. Copilot Studio, content, and it escapes me.
The answer is yes, you could do that.
Yes.
Suggesting bacon recipes.
You can, absolutely.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks so much for being with us, Mark.
This has
been great. Like, it sounds like there's some a few really good options for customizing Copilot or creating mm-hmm. your own Copilots. It sounds like there's still a ways for the tech to go, but would you say people should get started with it today?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, get familiar with it, use it, try that included version, the one in Teams, and you can go to copilotstudio.microsoft.com for a 30-day trial, spin that up, play with it. Don't be scared of the tech. Learn how to use it and keep an eye out for build and listen for the announcements there, because this is a very quickly evolving space. It's going to get better. So just watch.
Great. Yeah. Excellent. Well, thanks for being with us, everyone. We'll see you soon.
Thank you. Thanks, Mark.